This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Mayorkas impeachment vote fails.
The person who has to be sweating is Speaker Mike Johnson.
No luck in Nevada.
Haley did lose to a none of these candidates' options.
Putting abortion on Florida's ballot.
What we're saying to the courts is let the voters decide.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. An embarrassing political defeat for House Speaker Mike Johnson as Republicans failed by a narrow margin to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who's been accused of ignoring the border crisis. And in the Senate, a bill that includes many measures Republicans have demanded appears doomed. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
One of the deciding votes was Texas Democrat Al Green, who surprised colleagues when he showed up unexpectedly from the hospital after a recent surgery. He spoke briefly with CBS News from his hospital bed following the vote.
I went there to help a good man keep his reputation. What they did was wrong.
Three Republicans broke ranks, joining the Democrats, including California's Tom McClintock.
You know, when you're an outlier on a subject, you better be damn sure you're right.
The defeat marks a stunning blow for House Republicans, who filed two articles that allege Mayorkas willfully refused to comply with the law and breached public trust. In the Senate, negotiators of a bipartisan border compromise tried to resuscitate it after Senate Republicans torpedoed the package.
The idea that we committed to supporting whatever came out of this negotiation is pure bullshit.
And declared it dead.
We have no real chance here to make a law.
President Biden made a last-ditch appeal and pinned the blame on former President Trump.
The American people are going to know why it failed.
Presidential primaries in Nevada yesterday. President Biden cruised to victory in the Democratic primary. For Republicans, former President Trump was not on the ballot, and the designation termed none of these candidates got more than 60% of the vote, with Nikki Haley coming in a distant second. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
It gives Donald Trump another win, essentially. He's expected to win the caucus where he's the only active candidate on the ballot. But it's definitely going to be something that we can expect him to talk about and poke fun at Haley about.
GOP delegates will be awarded based on tomorrow's caucus vote. Haley did not campaign in Nevada and blasts the caucuses as being rigged for Trump. Well, the rain has mostly come to an end in California, but the mudslide danger persists. CBS's Carter Evans says hundreds of mudslides have left homes badly damaged.
The whole backyard is flooded. It's about probably 2 feet of mud.
Jesus Barón is dealing with a muddy mess at his Hacienda Heights home in L.A. County.
It came through the wall. It took down the studs. It took down everything.
There have been hundreds of mudslides across L.A. since the atmospheric river first slammed into California. The powerful storm left a trail of destruction and a massive cleanup job across the most populated county in the country.
The first official report on the Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet that lost a door panel in flight is in. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Federal investigators say four bolts that should have held the door in place appeared to be missing when the brand new jet left the Boeing factory. The preliminary NTSB report found the plane's fuselage was delivered to Boeing with defective rivets, which required removal of the door panel to fix. The Boeing CEO said the company is accountable for what happened and is implementing a comprehensive plan to strengthen quality.
Overseas, correspondent Deborah Pata is following the Middle East mission for America's top diplomat.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to press for what he has called an essential truce agreement. Hamas has come back with a three-phased plan, which demands a 135-day ceasefire, during which all the hostages would eventually be freed. Israel would withdraw its troops from Gaza, and talks would begin to end the war permanently. President Biden has called the proposal a little over the top.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Historic verdict in Michigan. CBS's Elaine Quijano has more on the jury's finding in the case of the mother of a school shooter who killed four classmates.
We find the defendant guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
Jennifer Crumbly closed her eyes at times as the decision was read. Craig Schilling was there. His son Justin was killed in the massacre.
Well, with this verdict, I mean, it will carry a lot of weight with it. It will definitely get people thinking.
Prosecutors had argued Jennifer Crumbly failed to address her son's deteriorating mental health before the shooting. The jury foreperson said their decision came down to a single factor.
The thing that really hammered it home is that she was the last adult with the gun.
Legal analyst Joe Tamburino.
This will create a huge precedent for further cases. The next time there's some type of school shooting, they could arrest the parents, everything. This is going to change the landscape in the future.
Former President Trump plans to appeal yesterday's federal court ruling that found he does not have immunity from prosecution in the federal election interference case. CBS's Jan Crawford.
I do not see five votes on that Supreme Court for Donald Trump, which means he will be standing trial. The question is when. And I think on this fast-track schedule that the appeals court is on, we're looking at a trial in late spring or summer.
Florida's Supreme Court hearing arguments today on a proposed November ballot initiative which would enshrine abortion access before the 24th week of pregnancy. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says the state's Republican attorney general wants it blocked from the ballot.
Florida currently allows abortions up to 15 weeks. This Florida measure is trying to change the law to bring it back to the Roe v. Wade's 24-week fetus viability standard. The Dobbs case from a few years back ruled that abortion should be decided by the residents of each state, and that's what this ballot initiative seems to be doing.
Overseas, at least 26 people were killed, others wounded, when a pair of bombings rocked the offices of a political party and a candidate in southwest Pakistan, the attacks coming just a day before parliamentary elections. A new analysis indicates Americans shattered the credit card debt record in the third quarter of last year, and it now tops $1.1 trillion. Warren Kornfeld of the credit rating firm Moody's says a lot of factors are contributing.
We had weak standards by the bank. We had consumers, again, taking on too much credit. And then we also had inflation.
ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery have announced plans to launch a sports streaming platform in the fall. It promises to be a one-stop app that will include offerings from at least 15 networks and four major pro sports leagues.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Fresh off the Grammys, Taylor Swift is threatening legal action before resuming her world tour.
Attorneys for Taylor Swift hit a college student in Florida with a cease and desist. Jack Sweeney's known for tracking Swift and other celebrities' private flights. In fact, Elon Musk took similar action against him back in 2022, saying his social media posts posed a security threat to him and his family. Taylor's now claiming the same, but we know she's got a couple high-profile flights in the works.
Welcome to the Eras Tour!
Her Eras Tour picks up again tonight in Tokyo, and she's got a 12-hour flight to Vegas for the Super Bowl before heading back overseas to Australia. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
First, Simone Biles, now another comeback in women's gymnastics. Gabby Douglas, the Olympic gold medalist who hasn't competed since 2016. She's now 28 years old and says she'd like to represent the USA one more time. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Some puzzles are hard to solve. Others are hard to prove. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.